Good morning, everyone. Welcome to day one of Radiance Workshop 2012. I'm glad that you could all come in such big numbers today. And I need to officially welcome you in the name of Velux. A little bit about myself. Well, my name is Nicolas Roy, as you know, and we've met most of you yesterday. But a little bit about myself. I come from Canada and I live in Denmark for 7 years. It's actually Radiance that brought me here, or that got me the job in Velux, after I did some research about the effects of different window designs on daylight conditions. I was offered to come here for 6 months, and that's how I started to work for the Velux Group. The Velux Group, what we do, well, we are mainly a roof window product manufacturer and supplier. We are the market leader in the world. We are present in just under 40 countries, and we are about 10,000 employees. The company was founded in 1942 by Velum Kjern Rasmussen. It's a Danish man. And it was during the time of the war, and there was very little space for living. There was very few new construction, and there was scarce space for living. And a lot of the building actually had unused attic space. So this guy, Velum Kjern Rasmussen, he said, I will make a roof window which is as good as a facade window so that people can live under the roof. And that's just what he did. And since then, the company has expanded ever since. So that's our bread and butter, the roof window. But we also have other products, such as light pipe and a certain range of solar product, thermal collector for hot water. But we also have other activities in the field of research and the application of daylight and application of window in buildings towards sustainability and healthy buildings. So we have had in the recent years 6 demonstration projects that we've done in Europe, investigating how to design homes which are both extremely energy efficient, sustainable, but also very healthy and promote well-being for the occupants with a lot of daylight and fresh air. So this is some pictures of one of the houses in Austria that we did. It was a brand new construction, and this is another one in Germany where we renovated the existing house from I think the 40s as well, and then it was extended with a new section. This was actually a student competition in the university in Germany. So we have projects like this that we've done, and we hope to be able to do more in the future. Then we develop our own building simulation tools. Unlike many of the building simulation tools out there for daylight, this one is actually not based on Radiance, but it's a very similar technique used as bidirectional Monte Carlo ray tracing with photon mapping. And it's developed by Henrik van Jensen in the company Lucian, which is a company started with his brother. They are 2 Danish guys, but one of them is based in San Diego. So I don't know if you guys can guess which one is the simulation in the picture on this one.
Left.
Left is the simulation?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's just from the textures that you can
Yeah, follow. Yeah. But you guys are such experts. It's not a good test for this crowd. But that's an example of, well, the program can do mainly daylight factor calculation. And, well, that's an example also of what it can do in terms of rendering. It cannot handle BSDF or very complex things like we've seen yesterday. But it's very easy to use and quick to make daylight factor calculation or typical luminance visualization. Then we have projects, International Velux Award, that's running every 2 years. It's an international competition for students of architecture where they should research the future of lighting. And it's a very open scope. They are very free to do what they want to do. It has actually very little or actually nothing to do with the Velux products. This is about research and development in the field of architectural education. And it's very exciting. We get about 700 entries per year coming from all over the world. And the last time, 2010, it was a group of Korean, very dedicated young architects. They have opened their own studio with their own money as they are studying. And they really take it like an art in development. Then we also have a daylight symposium that we run every 2 years. And with this one, we have started the last event, the PhD Academic Forum. And that's for all PhD students working with daylight, can come there, present their work and share with other PhD students and get some feedback from leading scientists and experts in the field. So that can also be interesting for some of you. So that's about it for today. I would like, well, not for today, but for the welcome here. I would like to thank the school for hosting us. And I would like to thank all of you for coming and all the speakers to contribute with their presentation. And a special thanks to Greg for the ever-running show with Radiance. This is a program for today. We're quite busy. So I won't take any more of your time. Just a few notices. We cannot take drinks, even water, in the room here. So it's better that we only drink break. Then we have access to the public Wi-Fi, KADK Public, KA Guest for the password and username. Tonight after the program we'll have a boat tour of Copenhagen Harbor. We'll go directly there from here and then we'll have the workshop dinner. For those, are there some of you who know that you won't come to the dinner tonight? Okay. And I think there was one person who wanted the address, so you can just come see me during the day.
That is the old schedule.
Sorry?
That's the old schedule.
Oh, sorry. Instead of Coralie, we will have Rob today at 10 o'clock. And then Coralie will be on Friday. Sorry about that. So if we're ready, Greg, I will leave you the floor.